score. I kept looking up there during the pregame, the morning skate, and then right before the pregame skate, it was still up there. I'm like, well, there's got to be something going on with Coach Ferguson, because he would have demanded that to be taken down, I'm sure.
Good point.
But he didn't. But anyway, let's go to Saturday night's game. Again, the Huskies score first. It takes a little while, though. Brent Baltus gets the goal, and what a nice sniper shot by Baltus on the power play.
Power play for Michigan Tech, trying to take the lead here. Back to the point for Roy. Now for Mark Ock. Ock back for Roy up top. Right side for Lucchini. Back over for Ock. Shoots, and he just missed the top shelf. Oh, a nice play. Lucchini back over for Ock on that play, going side to side. They had it there, but just couldn't connect. Scores! Oh, Baltus with a quick shot from the right dot gets the goal, and the Huskies take a power play goal lead, 1-0.
Well, the chance right before the goal actually was a great chance side to side. You guys almost had that perfect.
Yeah, big time. You know, the guys have been playing well. You know, Mel between periods kind of kept, or before the game, was saying, you know, we want to work the puck down low and get their D kind of turn, and then as soon as they play a man-on-man system down low, so as soon as you beat your guy, take that puck to the net, and you get your opportunities. But, Brent, he's been so close to scoring goals this whole year. I mean, breaking out. I mean, I'm not talking just one goal. I mean, multiple goals. And he just said, just keep shooting. You're going to get your chances, and you're going to score. And sure enough, he scores a beautiful goal.
What is special about Brent? There's something about him. He's not a very big kid as far as muscular build, but he's got strength that it's deceptive, I think.
You know what? He's an honest player. He's a player that I love to coach and love being a teammate for, because he's one of those guys that he does everything very well. You know, he doesn't do things great, he does everything well. And those are the kind of guys you win with. And those are the guys that have great careers, because a coach can look down the bench and go, who do I need to kill penalty? Boom, there it is. Who do I need on the power play? Boom. You know, they're going to be shorthanded or key situations. He's one of those guys, and he's coming. He's been fun to coach so far.
And he's good along the wall, too, sometimes when he gets down there. He has the ability to really protect that puck, doesn't he?
I don't think he realizes how big and strong he is. Yeah. I think he's just kind of figuring himself out. But, he does, like I said, he blocks shots. He got a cut on his ankle that probably needed stitches, but because it's on his skate, that we just steri-stripped it. But, He does all these things so well.
Well, he was really hurting after that when that cut him. I mean, he was limping around.
Take a hammer to your ankle and pound it. Get one of those pressure cuts and see how it feels. Then go put your skate or a boot back on. And he played on Saturday.
15:02. The time was that of that power play goal for the Huskies. Matt Roy gets the assist. Huskies up 1-0 after one. Shots in the first period, 13-9. That right there indicates, I think, how much better UAF played in that first period compared to the first period on Friday night.
Absolutely. Once again, I'm pretty sure Dallas was in the locker room, or before the game and even after the game on Friday, kind of giving it to their guys and saying, "Hey, we weren't good. We had to come out and play harder." And sure enough, they caught us on our heels. We're kind of sitting back, and they had pressure on us. But when you have a goalie like Jamie Phillips in net, that can make he's going to make the first save. That you just got to make sure you take care of the rebounds, and that's what we did.
You talked about Tyler Morley. He got the next goal of the game at the 59-second mark of the second period. He has great stick handling ability. His brother, maybe not quite at his level, but they're both really good.
Yeah, I shaking hands with Tyler Morley after the game, and said it's fun watching you. Those are the kind of players I like. I hate to say, kind of was looking in the mirror when he was on the ice, how I used to play. But he's one of those guys that you hate to play against, but you'd love to have him on your team.
He scores the goal and was unassisted, a giveaway by the Huskies inside of the offensive blue line, led to that goal. Tyler Morley gets the goal at the 59-second mark of the second period. But a big goal again by Tyler Hainan. And we thought it was Alex Patan at first, but Tyler did redirect it at the 12-19 mark of period number two, giving the Huskies a lead again.
Shane Hanna for Alex Patan. Patan across the line, brings it down. Alex Patan back up top for Malcolm Gould. Left side for Patan, they'll switch spots. And here's Patan, he'll shoot, scores! Might have been tipped in front, but Alex Patan with the shot on the power play. Heavy traffic in front of Jenks, he never saw it. And the Michigan Tech Huskies get their second power play goal of the game.
Alex Patan gets the assist on it. It was Tyler Hainanen, and Alex throwing us off by going through the handshake line there after the goal first, which us announcers use that sometimes when we're not sure. And but it was a nice tip there by Tyler Hainanen.
The crazy thing about the power play, you tell guys that is less is more. You're just trying to get to the puck to the net, and we tell. Look at every NHL team. When they get on a power play, they're just banging the puck to the net and trying to cause traffic and havoc in front of the goalie. And You know, sometimes I think that first unit, they're so talented, they try to do too much. And you look at the guys that on the second unit, that they've basically been scoring all their goals.
Yeah.
They've just been getting the puck to the net and said, you know what, simple's more. And then sure enough, Alex walks out like Mel wanted him to and got top of the circle, shot it, and T was in front of that. Nice tip. That's where he's supposed to be, a nice big body.
Do you think that'll be the case in the game of hockey until there's a change in the goaltender's equipment? Because the goaltenders are so good that you can't – it's so hard to score on those initial shots if they're not redirected.
The game hasn't changed in 100 years. You still got to get the puck to the net.
Yeah.
You know, now, you know, goalies are bigger. Hockey sticks are better. You know, it's tougher, but we still find ways to put the puck in the net. And the big one is you got to get in front of that goalie.
19:03, the time of the empty netter for Alex Patan.
Roy sends it around, and Patan sees it goes back to the blue line outside of the zone. Got past Roy. Patan gets by. Empty net shoots. Scores! Alex Patan in the empty net. And puts the game away, possibly, with 57 seconds left to go here in the third period. The Huskies take a 3-1 lead here in Fairbanks.
Jamie Phillips was just outstanding in that game, making some big saves that really keep the game in our favor throughout.
He's a good goalie. You know, I think that, you know, him being on, you know, on the Mike Richter watch, there's a reason for that. You know what you're going to get with Jamie all the time. I think that he's a steady goalie. He's very focused on game days, and when he gets to the net, you know, like any player, we don't have great games all the time, but of all the games so far, I don't think, you know, maybe a period or two, I haven't really seen him be on top of his game. But, you know, when there's a breakdown or a team's coming, we have a pretty good chance the puck's going to stop with him in the net.
Coach, I know it's been a quick learning curve for you as far as just really getting to know these players really well and their tendencies. Can you name a couple of players that, in your mind, from the start of the season to where we are now, have maybe made the biggest strides?
Well, I was joking with Mel when I first got here, saying maybe might put tape and names in these guys' helmets so I can know who the heck they are. But you know, the one guy that stood out for me right away was Mark Ock, the defenseman. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this guy out there. I didn't know if he was a forward or D, and I'm looking at how he can just move and play. And I go, man, that kid can play. You know, just from practice. And you know, I had the opportunity to work with him with the defense, and he kind of stood out with me. You know, Shane Hanna's another one, another defenseman, of course, and he's just a warrior of a kid and out there and playing. Like I said, I liked how the guys are. I love how Alex Patan is when he first came out there. I heard stuff about him, you know, just being a Canadian, you know, his brother and stuff. And I coached a kid at Wisconsin that knew Alex, and we kind of talked before I got here, and he's really good. So when I started watching him, going, you know, for sure enough, he's a kid that he keeps moving. You know, he's gonna play at the next level. He's gonna have a career in this game. He has to keep going. And you know, I said I also like Joel Lesperance. You know, there's another big body that I think he doesn't realize how good he can be in hockey. I think that he's starting to show that he has to keep using his body, protecting the puck, and he once again, he's another one that could have a nice career in the sport.
Do you see still a lot of growth ability for this team as far as how much better they can still get?
I don't realize I don't think they know how good they can get. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because Mel says that almost after every period, almost every game, we like you guys. We like this team. But we don't know. We know if you guys know that, you know, believe in each other. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's from guys were worried about how they played last year and, you know, the kind of team they had. And, you know, for the most part, we had a meeting going. For the most part, everybody's here except for maybe three guys.
Right.
It goes, those three guys that left, are they the biggest reasons why you guys won last year? And, I, you know, that was my main question to the team was that I'm pretty sure the majority and the heart and soul of this team still in this locker room. And I think it's starting to come. I think they realize they have to get back to playing hard, Michigan Tech hockey, and then stuff's going to come. I think for a while we got off on it. I think the guys were just trying to, you know, not play soft, but just not playing as hard as you can. And I think against Michigan State was a turning point. We played hard against them. That's a tough place to play. They're a good team. We played hard. We played physical against them. You know, they had a great goal. They pulled, you know, they had Helen Brown, who's once again on the Mike Richter watch. You know, he got pulled. You know, when you can get a team to pull their starting goalie, you're doing something right.
Absolutely. A couple of big, I mean, two big road series for the Huskies. I mean, like you said, come away with 7 out of 8 points, even though non-conference there we're talking. It's huge not only for the team's psyche, but for the pairwise rankings.
You got to win as many games. You have to win all the games as possible. But, you know, when you're playing like a